What's going on, family? Welcome to Speakers. She says in the morning, you're in for a great show, fun Friday. So you already know we got a little bit of entertainment for you here on Speaker Success in the Morning. All right, our family. All right, welcome to Speaker Success in the Morning. Today is September 5th, Friday, 2025. Great day to be alive. And y'all, I'm just so excited this morning. And no other way can we kick off the day, kick off the show. We're just going to go ahead and dive straight from the source, because the best way to kick off the show today is by giving you a word this morning. And we're going to be in the book of Jonah, Chapter 1 this morning, and then we're going to start with verse 1. Just going to work our way down a little bit, because there's so much here in this text, and we're going to go ahead and get into it today. All right, so verse 1 reads, "The word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, 'Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry out against it, because their wickedness has come up before me.' But Jonah got up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So he went down to Joppa, found a ship that was going to Tarshish, paid the fare, and boarded it to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. However, the Lord hurled a great wind on the sea, and there was a great storm on the sea, so that the ship was about to break up. Then the sailors became afraid, and every man cried out to his God, and they hurled the cargo, which was in the ship, into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone below into the stern of the ship and had laid down and had fallen sound asleep." I'm just going to read verse 6 as well. So the captain approached him and said, "How is it that you are sleeping? Get up, call on your God. Perhaps your God will be concerned about us so that we will not perish." And as you all may be familiar with the story of Jonah, then later in the text, he is swallowed by a large fish. Many people call it a whale, but the text doesn't tell us that. The text just says he was swallowed up by a large fish. And one thing that I want us to identify here in the text, or talk through in the text, is this story is all about Jonah's disobedience. We have a whole book of Jonah all based on his own disobedience. Him having a call on his life and God calling to him, or God calling him to a purpose, right? Because he was meant to go to Nineveh, right? Is what it says in verse 2, to where he was meant to preach the gospel and he was to speak to people, because ultimately Jonah is a who? Prophet. So therefore, if he's meant to go and share the gospel to help save others and help others become delivered, but he doesn't do his assignment, then what happens? Those people may or may not be delivered, right? So that's what we see here in the text. But then the other part that I want to bring to your attention is, have you ever been asked, or have you been told to do something, but at the end of the day, you just didn't want to do it, right? Your selfishness didn't allow you to want to do this thing or that thing. Because I know I've been there, right? Because there are days to where you're tired. There's days to where you're frustrated. There's days to where you don't have the energy. There's days to where you're just like, man, I'm not feeling this today. I'm not feeling this right now. I see those people over there. I know I can help them, but I don't want to do it. I'm passing by this gentleman on the highway. I could give him a couple dollars, but not today. I'm going to do the complete opposite thing. Even though, just like we've talked about here before on Straight from the Source, even though it's been laid on your heart, you have the ability to help them, and you feel bent towards that person, like, "Ooh, I should help them. I can help them. I want to help them." But you're like, nah. That's what Jonah's doing here in the text, right? Because he goes the complete opposite way. And one thing we also know is that it said that he paid the fare. Verse 3 says he paid the fare and boarded to go to Tarshish away from the presence of the Lord. Have you ever thought that when you do something that you're not supposed to do, or have you ever thought when you do something opposite to the calling, have you ever thought how much it's going to cost you? Right? So Jonah was meant to go somewhere else, but then he comes out of his pocket and then he pays to go in a complete opposite direction. That's one. And then we get down later in the text, and then it says in verse 4, there was a great storm on the sea because the Lord created the storm. If God wants you to do something, and just like the Bible tells us that he who began a good work in us will see it to completion, if he's trying to create something different out of you, he's trying to manufacture a better version of you, a greater version of you, how else is that supposed to happen if we don't have adversity? How else is that supposed to happen if we don't have challenge? But then take it a step further. If we're going against the grain, now it's going to be even more difficult, even harder. But verse 5 says, then the sailors became afraid and the man cried out. So look, all because of Jonah's wrongdoing, now what's happening is that Jonah not only put himself in danger, but he put everybody else around him in danger. So think about that, right? And this is why I started off saying his selfishness, because Jonah is willing to sacrifice everybody else in the ship because of him not wanting to do what he's called and what he's meant to do. Y'all, for some of us on this stream today, your story and your pain is ultimately a prescription for somebody else's journey. Like your pain is a prescription for somebody else's story, right? And if you share that pain, you're going to help somebody be able to navigate through life, through certain challenges, through certain journeys. But if you do like Jonah, you go to the bottom of the ship, you hide, you run away, then how else are people going to be able to navigate through life? They're going to also have to go the hard way, right? Because your story at the end of the day is a prescription for somebody else's pain. So today, y'all, I wanted to share this, and I wanted to let you know that we don't want to be like Jonah in the beginning part of this chapter, right? We don't want to flee from the call of God, because it's only going to make life harder, more challenging, and more difficult when we have the opportunity to be able to do things right the first time. We have the opportunity to be able to do things the way that God called us to and the way that he wanted us to navigate through. So let's be obedient to the call of the Lord so that we won't put ourselves in harm's way. Neither will we put others. All right, family, that's been straight from the source. And remember, if you're enjoying this content, be sure to hit those thumbs up buttons. And also make sure that you subscribe to the channel so that you never miss an episode. We'll be taking a quick commercial break and be right back here on Speak Your Success in the Morning. Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun, but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, that's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today. All right, family. All right. Welcome back to Speak Your Success in the Morning. Today's Fun Friday. Fun Friday, September 5th, 31 minutes after the hour. And we're just here and we're excited to be able to get into just having some conversation on this Friday, man, because the week can be so taxing. The week can be exhausting at times. But guess what? We're still here, ready to roll into the weekend. Producer Britt, how we doing this morning? How we doing this morning? How we feeling this morning?
What's up? Good morning, everybody. Everybody, I was everyone. Everybody, oh, how y'all doing?
Yeah, we good. Ain't seen you since the Breezy Bowl, baby. Where you been? Where you been? What you been doing, huh?
I've been with Chris Brown every day.
Yeah.
I've been reliving it. I'm so excited. Oh, man.
Girl over there moonwalking.
It was a good time. Had a great seat. Started right on time. So I look at things from, obviously I'm a producer, so I look at things from a production standpoint all the time. It's kind of hard not to. Even watch the Cowboys game yesterday, and we'll talk about that a little later. And I look through that through a producer lens. I can't look at advertising. Like, it doesn't really do anything for me because of my advertising class that I took. So had really good seats. The only thing that I would say is that the stage was small, and he had one main stage, so, you know, just kind of like a square, and then he had two X, like the X stage, which is the 20 Roman numeral. And so he had two of those on either side, and then he had another stage kind of like, you know, on the opposite end. And so I mean, I could see. I was good, whatever, all that good stuff. But the stage was just small. And honestly, I'm not trying to compare. I'm not going to compare. But I'm not used to openers. I'm not used to openers because I go to Beyonce concerts. Beyonce doesn't have openers. So she's just, hey, the door's open at whatever the door is open. And Beyonce don't get on stage till like 9 o'clock, maybe 8:39. So Chris Brown had two openers. He had he had Bryson Tiller, and then he had Summer Walker.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's crazy considering we thought we'd never see her perform on stage again, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's what she said. But
Summer, get yourself together, girl.
I know. And so started right on time, Jonathan. 7 o'clock, boom, bam. Bryson Tiller out on stage, fire, pyro, everything happy. Woo, woo, woo.
I like that.
And then, And then had 30-minute set. Summer came out. Well, a DJ came out in between. They set up Summer stuff. You know, you can see the production crew. I'm like, oh, my God, that's so cool. And then see the production crew moving everything. And then Summer comes out, boom, 7:30, choo. Lights up. All right. She do her intro. Da 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 da. 30-minute set. Lights go down. Boom. DJ come back out. From there, you know, we get a whole bunch of, you know, waiting for Chris. We were like, okay, he's coming out at 8:15. And then, you know, it was 8:16. And so we're like, okay, it's not 8:16. It's not 8:15. So it's 8:30. So we're like 8:30. And then came out right on time, 8:30, did 60 songs.
Yeah, bless America.
Yeah, and then found out all my cousins were there. So I saw all my cousins there.
Family reunion at the Breezy Bowl, okay.
Family reunion, we were all at the Breezy Bowl. And had a great time. My mom had a good time, lovely. And then he said, I'll see y'all next year. And I was like, next year? I was like, I don't know, Chris. I ain't get to see Beyonce this year. So, I don't know. I got to see Beyonce because she got one more act. She got one more tour.
That is true. She is doing it. You're going to have packed out. You're going to have packed out year. Packed out year next year.
Packed out.
Okay. Oh, wait. So who else is a must-see artist for you? So every time Chris come around, every time Beyonce come around, you're like, okay, got to get these tickets. Got to lock them. But who else is like one of them artists, like, you can't let it pass by?
I need to stop. Well, I don't think he's been on tour. He should be going on tour, but I need to go see Anderson .Paak. Anderson .Paak. You know, it's not like, I saw Jay-Z.
I saw Jay-Z forever ago, though. I saw him when him and 50 Cent were on tour at Rock the Mic. That whole thing when that beef started.
Oh, I saw him when he was on tour with Beyonce twice.
Beyonce. Yeah. That's up, though. Their energy together on stage is Wild. Like dynamic.
Yeah, I know. It's
dynamic.
Good.
I'm like, oh my goodness. Because I saw when they, the 1 year, like where they streamed it, I think it was like on HBO or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught like the replay and I was like, this is different. Like, I can't.
Beyonce shows are different. And that's why I'm trying to tell everybody they're different.
I was like, oh. What? Mm-hmm. I mean, because, and you know, Beyonce, I seen, you know, I watched Homecoming and I was like, oh my good, you know, I love a good documentary.
Right.
But I'm watching Homecoming and I'm just watching her. They're going through practice. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, let's go through it again. Let's go through it again. Let's go through it again. And then you see it. Then you see them lead up to the performance. You're like, oh, she different. Like, I need, I'm like, oh my goodness. I need to have a different level of preparation for my life. The way that she moving right here.
Yes.
I'm like, oh,
yes.
My goodness. So
that's why. So Anderson
Paak. Anderson
Paak. If Justin Timberlake goes back on tour, I gotta see Justin Timberlake because they say Justin Timberlake is a really good show. And then, I'm not opposed to seeing Kanye. I would see Kanye.
Oh my goodness, yeah, that'd be a show.
Oh my,
depending on what time he come, but yeah, that'd be a show.
Yeah. Yeah,
because I had to do that thing with Amazon. That boy had people waiting forever. That was, man.
He could say he going on to. He could say he doing a show right now in L.A. and people gonna rush and get there.
I mean, but here's my thing about I feel like that's disrespecting the art though. Like, you doing the show. People excited about you doing the show and everything. But then you come 3 hours late. Like, come on. I mean, I don't think that's adding to no allure. That's not adding to no, oh my goodness, we're anxious. That's to the point where people are mad and they're ready to leave. And then you come out. Nah, man, I don't like that.
You're not leaving no Kanye show. I guarantee it.
I know, but I'm not with that though. Get that together, Kanye. Speaking of Kanye, ready for the documentary to come out. Ready for the documentary to come out, Kanye. Mm-hmm. Ready to check you out. Yeah. But in other news, before the documentary come out, you already know what's coming out. Vincent Staples Show, season 2.
Oh my God, you're so excited. I'm so excited.
I'm ready,
for
man.
You. I'm so excited
I'm ready
for you.
Show. I'm ready. Yeah.
Okay. So I got some stuff. All right. So first things first, I watched a Cowboys game. I watched a Cowboys game yesterday. And Jalen Carter. Okay, I never heard of Jalen Carter before last night because I was like, I got to watch the show, got to be in the know for, you know, whatever I got to say tomorrow on the show. And Jalen Carter, he spit on Dak Prescott last night at the beginning of the game. So
that's
crazy. He got ejected. What?
Britt, and it, just like you told me, he's a big time player. I heard the commentator say, like, the defense crafted the game around this player.
Yes.
And then he spit on this man, and now he throws off the whole defensive plan. That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, what type of betting setup, parlay setup y'all got going on? You did this on purpose. What is going on? So, Dak and Jalen Carter share what happened on the first play of the game. The altercation resulted in Carter getting ejected 6 seconds into the game. Mm-mm. So we could kind of just listen a little bit.
Trolling, I guess you could say, trying to mess with Tyler Booker. I was just looking at him. I was right here by the two linemen, and yes, I needed to spit, and I wasn't going to spit on my lineman. I just spit ahead, but I would say he was back there where Jory was in that sense, and he asked, or he goes, "You trying to spit on me?" At that point, I mean, I felt like he was insulting me. Like, I wouldn't spit on somebody. I'm damn sure not trying to spit on you. Like, we're about to play a game. I'm wondering why you're trying to mess with the rookie. So when I step.
Yeah, so that, and then this is his.
That happened on my side, and just won't happen again. You know, I feel bad for just my teammates and fans out there. You know, I'm doing it for them. You know, I'm doing it for my family also. But fans, you know, they show the most love. You heard them out there today. You know, just not being able to finish the start game, even.
Just stupid.
Mm-mm.
Why did you do that? You're too proud for that.
When I tell,
spitting on people. Go ahead.
But when I tell you spitting on somebody's most disrespect, I was at the bar one time, Britt. I'm hanging with a friend, mm-hmm. and then the guy says something smart to me. I look at him, and he spit at me. Brittany, when I tell you it's one of the most infuriating things, like that's
like
not
on you,
physical.
The spit touched you?
I don't remember. I just know I saw him spit, and the next thing you know, because I was at the bar, so you know, right. I don't completely remember. I'm just gonna say the temperature shifted in the room after that, okay?
I would have saw red. I would have been.
I mean, we was about to move some furniture. That's just what was about to happen.
Yeah.
And I was just frustrated. I'm like, why would you spit on me? That's what they used to do that to slaves. They used to like spit at slaves and black people. And back, it was so frustrating.
Yeah.
And just
I bet.
So disappointing. It's just so disappointing. Just disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how you get how you get your head knocked off. I'll tell you that.
That's how you get your block knocked off for sure.
For real. Yeah. Oh, that's rule number one. Okay. So AJ Brown. He pulled up last year with a Honda, you know, and then this year, you know, he different because he Super Bowl champion now. My boy pulled up in a Rolls Royce this year, okay? All right.
So I got the picture contrast to him is crazy. Look, roll back up. They got him looking like Poindexter with the glasses on up top. But then down the bottom, they got him looking like the man of the year. What is going on?
He got the Super Bowl check.
The setup. No, I mean, but he had the money before. He just was being, you know, fiscally responsible.
But, you know, he was just, you know. And then there's the video. Yeah, I just thought that was cool.
Oh, my God. The parallel and the contrast is hilarious. Because that guy looking like he going to class up top.
Right.
Down the bottom, they got to close $1 million deal.
Kind of love the Honda energy. I'm not going to lie. Bro got some more targets in the Honda. Okay. All right. Comments did not pass the vibe. Okay. next. I got some more sport in here, more sports. Okay, you'll appreciate this. 21-year-old UNC athlete Seth Tribble used his NIL earnings to become the youngest Ben and Jerry's franchise owner. This is what I mean by using your money for good, okay? Don't go out and party the money away. Okay, anyway, so at 21 years old, University of North Carolina basketball player Seth Tribble has made history off the court. The Tar Heel guard has become the youngest Ben & Jerry's franchise owner, leveraging his name, image, and likeness earnings to step into the business world. From NIL to entrepreneur, since the NCAA approved NIL deals in 2021, athletes across the country have been using their marketability to secure endorsements and business opportunities. So owning a Ben & Jerry's shop at such a young age places Tribble in a rare company. His move not only demonstrates financial savvy, but also highlights how college athletes are redefining what it means to balance sports and business. So kudos to him.
We like it. That boy getting that bread on and off the court. That boy getting buckets on and off the court. You understand me?
You know, making money in his sleep. We like that.
That's a good look, though. That's a good look for sure. That's a good look.
Yeah. She gone. She out for the season. 11 hours ago, just got reported. Okay. So, Caitlin Clark has announced she is out for the rest of the season. She tweeted, I had hoped to share a better update, but I will not be returning to play this season. I spent hours in the gym every day with a singular goal of getting back out there. Disappointed isn't a big enough word to describe how I'm feeling. I want to thank everyone who had my back through all the uncertainty. This has been incredibly and frustrating, but even in the bad, there is good. Okay. Mm. Yep. So, you know, now it's time to close out the season and claim our spot in the playoffs. So, yeah.
Is she injured or she's just?
Yeah, she's injured.
Okay. I was about to say because she didn't say nothing about the injury, but okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man, Caitlin Clark, rest up, man. Rest up.
Rest up. They gonna need you. They gonna need you.
Okay, continue.
So more boxing legends coming out of retirement. Mike Tyson doing some more stuff. They're getting some money. Floyd got, I don't know. It's just too much going on.
What is going on? Brittany, what is going on? Okay.
TMZ reported. Okay, go ahead.
Is Mike Tyson just in real money trouble? And like we doing like a Mike Tyson campaign that we just don't know about? Cause what's the point of this? Like what is the point of it? For one, Floyd Mayweather is not a heavyweight. Mike Tyson is a heavyweight. I think Floyd might be he's not a featherweight, but I think he's like a lightweight. Why? What? We're gonna sign up to see a fight of Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather. Floyd gonna just dance around the ring, and Mike gonna be dragging because you know he wounded. We seen that already when he came out there with Jake Paul. Right. What are we doing? This come on, man.
Okay.
Well, like, Jonathan, come on.
He has spoken. Okay. There's a story right there. There's a conversation.
I'm just saying. What are we really doing?
I said, what the heck are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? Yeah, okay. Yeah, legendary boxers Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather have signed a deal to fight in an exhibition in the spring of 2026, TMZ reports. So there's nothing on the story. I have no reason why, but they signed it. They doing it.
Ain't nothing to say.
Oh, okay. Well, fine. There you go.
The boxing old heads ain't, they don't, nobody want to see that. We'll see some real fights. Okay.
All right. We know who this is. It's your guy right here, Clutch CEO, hey. Rich Paul, okay? Money maker. Hey.
He's shining.
Okay. And he said, our marketing numbers in terms of dollars made this year, LeBron excluded, was held by two women. So let's take a quick listen.
Numbers in terms of dollars made this year, LeBron excluded. Was led by two women.
Wow, that's amazing.
Which was actually pretty cool. And we have these marketing meetings biweekly, and the numbers rolling in were led by Asia and Juju. One is the NIL, and you know the deal I just did for Juju is probably the largest footwear deal. It is.
Yeah.
So, what's your thoughts here?
Hello, girl power. What do you mean?
Girl power.
Love it. You know, it's great. It's great to see. And I like those two women basketball players too. So, I mean, it makes it even better. So, congratulations to Juju and congratulations to Aja.
And another crazy component is Juju did not play the majority of the year.
That's it. Now,
when you talk about marketing and still seeing her on these commercials and still seeing her doing these deals and still seeing him. So, man, shout out to Clutch for really putting her in position, but then also shout out to her for having so much stock built up to where she can, you know, leverage that. And then Asia, you know, she's just a personality. Like the way they're rolling out them shoes and the way she's showing up in different places and she got Don in her corner and leveraging relationships. And
yeah,
I mean, her just being a force, man, come on. Y'all can't see her.
Yeah.
Can't see her. Okay.
Okay, TransUnion hacked. You know who TransUnion is, right?
Oh, with the credit card. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, hacked more than 4.4 million American citizens. They are just okay. So more than 4.4 million Americans just had their personal info exposed after a major data breach at TransUnion, one of the nation's biggest credit reporting agencies. Hackers gained access through a third-party app leaking sensitive details like names, birthday, address, emails, and even social security numbers. TransUnion says credit reports weren't touched, but this type of info could still put millions at risk for identity theft and scam. The company is offering 2 years of free credit monitoring and identity protection to those affected. What can you do? Freeze your credit with all the three bureaus. Watch your credit reports closely. Stay alert for fake emails and texts. This breach is a major reminder. Your data is only as safe as the company holding it. Mm. So, you know, we could be in that 4.4, Jonathan. So, you know,
4.4, a lot of people.
4.4 is a lot of people. So I'm gonna
that's
make sure.
A lot of people.
Yeah, so just make sure you check up on that because that's
monitor them important. Charges. Monitor them charges. Monitor them charges. Okay, yeah. Make sure somebody ain't going to make sure somebody ain't going to Wally World. Make sure somebody ain't going to Ben and Jerry's on your dime. Okay.
Ben and Jerry's. Yeah. Okay, so you know, everybody was like, tech jobs, tech job. I want a tech job. Ooh, I need a tech job. Ooh, I got to get the certification. I need a tech job. Tech. Okay. So now the tech jobs are down 59%, which is over half since ChatGPT launched in 2022. Okay. Don't worry, y'all. Y'all going to get a job. Y'all going to make $500,000 a year. Tech jobs. No, you're not. New data from Indeed shows, AI has dramatically reshaped the tech job market since ChatGPT's release in November 2022, with some roles declining steeply while others surge in demand. Roles in decline: mobile developer listings have dropped more than 70%, reflecting how AI tools now help non-specialists build apps. Java developers, along with cloud architects and engineering managers, have also seen significant declines. Roles on the rise, those would be AI architects and data center technicians, and are in high demand, driven by the boom in AI development and the rapid expansion of data centers. Okay, so the big picture here is the data highlights a major shift. AI is reducing demand for some traditional coding and management roles while boosting opportunities in infrastructure and AI specific fields. Companies are investing in systems that are harder to automate the boring but essential backbone of the operating of the company.
Okay. Well, get you in them boring jobs, and the people have been running from AI. Clearly, this is showing us that you getting, or at least you familiarizing yourself with AI and certain areas of it, certain aspects of it, then you can still create opportunity for yourself. But understood. Regular tech job ain't gonna get it no more, baby. Regular tech job ain't gonna get it.
Okay, I got a little beef with this post because I feel this right here. 1 in 4 job listings on LinkedIn are likely ghost jobs, according to U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Most impacted cities are Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Indianapolis, New York, San Francisco. So, you know, that's what everybody's been talking about. Like, I can't find a job. LinkedIn, they hiring. They got all these jobs on here. I don't see one. Oh, I see one. That's for me. You do the easy apply. You do the long apply. You still ain't getting no callback. Why? Because maybe these jobs are just fake.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's not cool. It's not fair. And I don't like
it. It's not cool.
So it's like, where do you go to find a job? You can't go to Indeed because everything's on there a scam and it's not real. You go to the website. Yeah, you go to the actual website of the place, which is probably what's probably going to happen, is that you just need to go to the actual website of the company. And then LinkedIn, I mean, now y'all bogus out here doing fake jobs. Fake jobs.
That sucks, man. Well, so where are you gonna get a job? You gotta keep the job that you got, because that's just what it's boiling down to at the end of the day. Because I mean, now what we saw, I'm not sure how long ago it was in the news, saying like 300,000 black women in upper level.
350,000.
Oh God, added extra 50,000 on there. Are losing jobs, and then you got people here losing jobs, and you can't get a tech job, and then LinkedIn is you having ghost jobs, and they got Casper jobs, and what's going on? So
Casper jobs is funny.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, I know.
It's
crazy. So.
And then the other part between either is a ghost job, or they put the job up there just to make us think that it is a job, and then they hire somebody internal just because they're going through the process. I don't know, bro. I guess you got to create your own job. You know, you know what I'm saying? Get like Rick Ross. You know, got the farm. Got chickens. Thousands of acres. Okay, chickens. Quack, quack, quack.
and a whole bunch of Wingstops. Yeah.
Hey. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Amazon, I don't appreciate this. So Amazon ends a sharing program allowing Prime members to share free shipping perk. Tech giant sent notices of plans to dump its program October 1st, 2025. Why don't I like this? Because I use my mama Amazon account and I get everything shipped here, okay? So, Amazon, you ain't gonna stop me. You know why? I'm gonna just ship it right to a house, okay? And I'm gonna pick it up, okay? Ain't no problem. Ain't no shame in my game, okay? So, what's changing is that guests invited under the program will lose access to share Prime benefits. All Prime members must now share a single household address. Non-household invitees will need to purchase their own Prime membership. I don't like that. Amazon Family remains a limited exception, permitting members to share benefits with one and up to four teenagers or children. Why is Amazon ending this? Because they salty. The invitee program launched in 2009, but closed to new signups in 2015, never delivered the signup growth Amazon hoped for. Okay. So, they wanted you to share it. They sign up. They also do the same thing, but that wasn't happening. Got it. The move comes as Prime members growth in the U.S. slowed ahead of Prime Day 2025. You know, they are just horrible because now everything is just about consumerism. And it's like, we don't want them to share because they ain't sharing it right because the people ain't buying what they're supposed to be buying. And our Prime Day numbers are low. $1 billion company saying, oh my gosh, our numbers are low because people ain't buying enough. How greedy can you be? Yuck.
I mean, that's where we at. Have you ever seen that book is called, what's it? The Bezos letters, like to where he breaks down how he would always check in with the board and with stockholders, and he's writing letters of updates just showing where they are and where the growth is. This probably plays into a factor of that. Like, it's one of them things, like, it wasn't showing the growth. It's like, hey, Jeff, wait, what you think about this? Maybe go and just cut that out. Let's see if we can make some more bread. Let's sign the NFL up. Let's get this bread, baby. Hey. So now, you know, that's what they own. They ain't trying to move no more boxes. They're trying to move some more ball games. You understand me?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, and then my last thing on this was that Amazon joins company like Netflix and Hulu in tightening account sharing policies aiming to convert freeloading users like myself into paying customers. The impact on customers, current invitees will be notified by September 5th. Today, customers concerned about losing benefits are encouraged to either join an Amazon Family plan with their household or subscribe individually for $14.99 a month. Okay. Oh, I will not be doing that. Okay. I'll say that right now. Okay.
There it is, man.
Okay. And then here is our last one right here. In Louisiana has officially banned soda, candy, and energy drinks from SNAP under new waiver. I'm here for it.
Yeah, man, y'all can't be out here with this wick, man, trying to get your sweet tooth on, because at the end of the day, it's just gonna send you to where the dentist. So yeah, you gotta get that out of here, man.
Yeah, and the comments were right. You know, this is a great thing. They did something right by accident. God forbid a poor kid can get a treat. That ain't right. In theory, this sounds good until you realize a lot of people on SNAP live in what's known food deserts. Great call, but they don't care about the health. They care about the candy lady man making money off of it. Ah, didn't even think about that. That is about sitting on them shelves for years. 100, thank God we need to be healthy as the people in California.
No, that's a fact. Britt, last time I was in California for a wedding years ago, I go to Subway. At Subway, what are they doing? They asked me, do I want cilantro on my sub? I was like, you can't get cilantro everywhere.
Cilantro? Yeah. Wow.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, oh, that's how we doing it in California? This was years ago, though. And I'm like, oh, let me. Do I want some cilantro? Yeah, double it up.
Wow. Wow.
Yes. Yes. Cali. Straight Cali.
Didn't even.
California living.
Didn't know that was a thing. Guys, if you see anything scrolling, hope you enjoyed that. If you see something scrolling, if you want to feature it on the show, send me a DM at Producer Britt, and I will review it and I will put it on the show. And next time you watch the show, you might see what you saw scrolling. Okay, one more thing before we get out of here. We got to get some events in really quick, okay? So, it's Fun Friday. Jonathan, got to have a little fun this weekend, okay? Stadium Splash College Football Watch Party. Have you ever heard of The Village? Have you been here before?
I've heard of The Village, but that looks like that's going up.
It's like a whole bunch of apartments, but they also have this mini community too. And sometimes, you know, I don't like stuff like that because it's too many people. It makes you feel like you're in a dorm, you know, like you're still in college. I get it. This is about not too far away from the colleges. So like some college students stay here, some people just stay here with families, but you know, they got restaurants, they got grocery stores all right there at your fingertips right there. So that is what this big old thing is. Okay. Boom. And then we're not doing that. Villains and Vixens. Oh, that's at the Gaylord. Okay. We got live music. Okay. We always got live music. We got the historic downtown McKinney. We got the Latina Music Festival, if you're into that. Game day over and under. Sounds like a little sports bar situation. The Ultimate Women's Expo. Okay. Vivica Fox is gonna be there. Lonnie Love is gonna be there. Okay, a little paint sip. Okay, go out there with your girls and do a little woman activities. We got Fort Worth Princess Day. How cute is that? Oh my gosh. And then you got Rock Wall Health Margarita Festival. Okay, that's too far, but okay, that's fine. And then you got Women at the Altar. Okay, Women at the Altar is a That's an AI picture. But okay, and then you got concerts. Also, Jonathan, the Clips were here.
When?
Two days ago. They were at the Bomb Factory right up the street by my house.
Man, the clip. Wow. Okay, that would have been a good show.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know you want to go, man.
That would have been a good. I don't know. I don't know if I would have went, but that would have been a good show, though. I enjoy them in the car. I enjoy them in the car. I know that much.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, guys. I know we didn't have a lot of time today. I'm glad we got on to speak to y'all anyway, but have a great weekend. Jonathan and I, what are we doing today?
Man, today we are really excited to partner with Cornerstone Crossroads Academy, man. We're about to educate these children, these youths, educate them on podcasting, man, how they can leverage podcasting and why every student needs a podcast. So we're going to break that down today for these students. That's going to be super exciting. And hey, if you are subscribers, not just subscribers, but if you subscribe to the membership on the channel, then we're going to upload that video on the back end. So, you know, go ahead, hit that little pay button. And, you know, you can see some of that behind the scenes, back behind the paywall content. Okay. So that's going down. And also, if y'all aren't following us on our social handles, be sure to follow at Producer Britt. You can follow at Jonathan Jones Speaks. But most importantly, make sure you follow at Speaker Success Media, because we're putting up content. Content is going crazy, right?
Our TikTok, we booming on TikTok, y'all.
Say, we booming on TikTok. Okay, we giving you news, we giving you culture, we giving you sports, and always the three E's: entertainment, education, and empowerment. But y'all, we about to get out of here because I got to get ready to take my son to school. And Producer Britt got to do whatever she gonna do this morning.
Yeah, I gotta look the part for my presentation. This is my first time talking in front of kids, y'all. So,
This is my first time doing something like this.
And Jonathan got us do it every Friday. So this would be nice for me. Okay, y'all see me in a different, you know, setting. So I'm excited. So girl, I gotta get her hair, makeup, gotta get the right outfit, okay? Produce a bit. Transform. Okay. So y'all have a good weekend. Do something fun for yourself. Read an article. I'll see y'all on Monday. Bye.
All right. There it is, y'all. And we're out. Remember, family. Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why should you and why would you live any other way?